It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. We're at 61 degrees off a morning low of 60 and yesterday's high of 72, looking for a high around 70 today. And the slightest chance of an isolated shower. We'll double-check the forecast at the close of our look at news. A Totopolis man was killed in a crash Monday morning on the Moccasin Road. The crash occurred just after 9:30 a.m., a half mile east of County Road 600. The person killed was 72-year-old David Hollinshead. An investigation was conducted by the Effingham County Coroner's Office, along with the Illinois State Police Traffic Accident Reconstruction Unit and the Crime Scene Unit. Altamont Fire Protection District also assisted at the scene. The investigation indicates that Hollinshead's pickup truck was traveling west when the unit ran off the north side of the roadway, struck a utility pole, and overturned. Effingham County Coroner Kim Rhodes pronounced Hollinshead dead at the scene. An autopsy is set for this morning. The investigation is continuing by the Effingham County Coroner's Office, the Illinois State Police Accident Reconstruction Team, and Illinois State Police Investigations. Meanwhile, one person was killed in a three-vehicle crash on I-70 in Cumberland County Monday afternoon. That crash happened just after 3 p.m. in the eastbound lanes near milepost 112, 7 miles west of Greenup. In addition to the fatality, one person was flown to a regional hospital for treatment of injuries. No names of those involved in that crash have been released. I-70 eastbound was shut down and was not reopened until about 11 o'clock last night. Well, tonight's the night. We should find ourselves with a council of five on the Effingham City Council. There is expected to be action at tonight's special meeting to appoint Jacob Niebuhrge to the City Council. Niebuhrge was the suggested choice by commissioners when the matter was reviewed at their last regular meeting last Tuesday, and the mayor had indicated he would likely be voting against Niebuhrge. All three city commissioners, though, who were present, said they would vote in favor of Niebuhrge. So that matter is expected to be finalized tonight. There is one other item of business. They are going to vote to allow, or not to allow, City Commissioner Larry Meisenheimer to attend remotely. Once that matter is addressed, then they'll have the vote on naming Jake Niebuhrge as the new city commissioner. He would be succeeding Merv Gillenwater, whose resignation from the council was effective at the end of April. Also, it is expected if Niebuhrge is approved tonight that he'll be given the oath of office by City Attorney Tracy Willenberg, and then the matter is expected to go into closed session. The council has several matters that they hope to address in closed session. No action in open session is expected to follow. That meeting of the council is set for 5 o'clock today at City Hall. We'll be there and have a report for you online and in the morning's newscasts. I mentioned, too, there is a meeting of the Budget, Legislative, and Audit Committee of the Shelby County Board tonight. That'll be at 6 this evening. That'll be at the courthouse in Shelbyville. Brownstown School Board members at this month's meeting voted to sell general obligation school bonds not to exceed $7 million. That is for an expected construction project in the Brownstown District. They plan to connect their two buildings and make for a dry passway for students during inclement weather. They also approved a contract with Stacy Gibson for speech pathology services. They also agreed to replace 6 HVAC units at their elementary building. That's part of a school maintenance grant. They agreed to purchase Chromebooks. They also agreed to purchase new wall padding in the high school gym. And they approved a collective bargaining agreement with the Brownstown Education Support Personnel Association. They also set their registration fees for the coming school year at Brownstown. Elementary students, $95. Junior high and high school, $120. It'll be $50 for driver's ed, $15 for ag mechanics, and $7 for ag 1 and ag 2. They also acted on some personnel matters. Resignations were accepted from Brittany Coomer as a 6th grade teacher, Lily Bales as a high school special education teacher, Leilani Deem as a district art teacher, and Mackenzie Clark as junior-senior high school secretary. Stacy Summers and Ryan Northrup were hired as a summer janitorial, help. And then a public hearing was scheduled. That'll be June 16th, and that will be to consider amended budget for the coming fiscal year. So that all handled by the Brownstown School Board. Stu Straw's school board also was a busy body at their meeting this month. They discussed their fiscal year amended budget. They also discussed a roof project for the summer of 26. They discussed future baseball dugouts and a fence project. And then in personnel matters, they rehired Jared Smith as head 5th and 6th grade basketball coach, accepted the resignations of Jeremy and Jason Prummer as assistant 5th and 6th grade basketball coaches. They rehired Mitch Martin as JV boys basketball coach, rehired Gervonta Hill as fresh soft boys basketball coach, hired Jamie Brown as a paraprofessional, hired Bethany Teese and Rebecca Viverito as elementary teachers, and they hired Kennedy Ferris as athletic director. That's per the collective bargaining agreement with the Stu Straw's Education Association. And a busy meeting of the North Clay School Board this month, they took action on several items. They got word first that the Southern Illinois Builders Association had selected North Clay to receive a $500 grant for tools and materials, and their industrial department was selected to be the recipient of a $500 donation from Petker Construction for tools and supplies. Also, students in the construction class are successfully completing a new unit on drywall finishing and plumbing installation. The North Clay Board considered approving renewal of insurance with the Illinois County's Risk Management Trust, and after a presentation on that, they did approve that by a 7-0 vote. They also considered and then approved a tentative amended budget that'll be finalized at their June meeting. They also approved a second reading of recommended revisions and additions to student handbooks. They also heard from Superintendent Keith Price about the district consolidated plan and then approved that plan. All districts do that. They also considered approving an athletic cooperative agreement with the Clay City School District and then approved that 6-1. Personnel matters at North Clay, they hired Kim Adair as 8th grade or head girls basketball coach, hired Sam Irwin as 7th grade boys basketball coach, hired Chloe Lewis as high school girls assistant basketball coach, hired Chloe Lewis as high school volleyball volunteer assistant coach, hired Allison Szczewski as junior high school assistant girls basketball coach, and hired Chris Smith as a full-time custodian. They accepted a letter of resignation from Roy Taylor as high school boys assistant coach and agreed to retain him as a volunteer coach. They accepted the letter of resignation of Maddie Craig as junior high school volleyball head coach. They accepted the letter of resignation of Jill Johnson as volunteer cheer coach. They posted for a position of 200 custodial hours. They posted for a full-time paraprofessional position. They increased the 25-26 bus driver hourly pay to a range of $22 to $34 an hour based on experience and performance. They provided administration permission to hire non-certified staff, and they set the superintendent's salary for the coming school year. Also, it was reported their Building and Grounds Committee that summer projects are being coordinated with Petker Construction to include additional items as part of the Phase 2 construction project at North Clay. The district's waiting on more specific budget numbers from Petker Construction. Superintendent Keith Price provided an update on the exploration of district health insurance offerings and a status update on the Egyptian Trust, which currently provides the district's health insurance benefits. So, plenty on the plate addressed by the North Clay School Board. A note from the City of Effingham, North Winthy Drive will be closed from Evergreen Avenue to Custer Drive. That began this morning at 7 o'clock, and that'll continue through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's for excavation and installation of a sanitary manhole. And many great Memorial Day observances yesterday. That included in Effingham. There were 3 different observances yesterday, and many other communities, Altamont, Dietrich, and you name it. some successful Memorial Day observances over the weekend. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
People say I'm too serious. Those funny ads for car insurance do nothing for me. I like Erie Insurance. It's seriously good. A great rate, legendary service, accident forgiveness. Not one, but 8 reasons to switch. Woohoo! See, I can get as excited as the next guy.
Your Erie agent in Effingham is Weiss Insurance. Get a quote at 342-9777 or visit weissinsurance.com.
No regrets.
You'll never regret switching to Erie Insurance, where you'll always be treated fairly. It's easy. J.D. Power ranked us highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance purchase experience 2 years in a row. So get a quote today.
Your Erie agent in Effingham is Weiss Insurance. Get a quote at 342-9777 or visit weissinsurance.com.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Erie Insurance.
Mortgage loan rates are scary right now. We get it. So at Land of Lincoln Credit Union, for a limited time, we are offering the Lock Before You Look mortgage loan special. If you pre-qualify for our reduced mortgage loan rate, you can lock in your reduced rate for 90 days while you shop. No worrying about rising rates. For promotion details, qualifications, and restrictions, visit llcu.org. The LLCU Lock Before You Look special is available for a limited time only. Visit llcu.org today. LLCU is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Your children are precious gifts from God, so why wouldn't you insure them? Guaranteed future insurability, lock in lower premiums, and start them on a path to savings. The policy builds accessible cash value over time. Life insurance, retirement planning, estate planning, long-term care, and disability income. Knights of Columbus Insurance at the Shin office, servicing Teutopolis, Newton, Sigel, and the surrounding area. Contact Tyler Shin at 217-821-2484. Discover the difference of doing business with the Knights of Columbus, the Shin office.
A look at deaths on this Tuesday. We've learned of the death of Sandra Dale Boxley Lyons, 81, of Woodson, Illinois, formerly of Newton. She died on Sunday. Funeral services for Sandra Dale Boxley Lyons will be this Saturday morning at 10:30. That'll be at Crane Funeral Home in Newton. You can call there from 6 to 8 Friday evening. John P. Mettendorf, 74, of O'Fallon, Missouri, formerly of Effingham, died on Thursday the 22nd. Funeral services for John Mettendorf will be Wednesday morning, tomorrow morning at 10. That'll be at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Effingham. Visitation is tonight from 4 to 6. That'll be at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham with a prayer service at 6 this evening. Mary Catherine or Kathy Winchester, 73, of Effingham, died this past Wednesday. And there will be no services for Kathy Winchester. Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora is assisting. Terry Merlin Lankow of Effingham died this past Thursday, the 22nd. And graveside services planned for Terry Merlin Lankow on Wednesday, tomorrow, at 1:30. That'll be at the Stewardson Cemetery. And a visitation time's planned from noon to 1 tomorrow. That'll be at Brummerstead Funeral Home in Stewardson. Margaret J. Jen, 81, of St. Elmo, died Saturday night. Funeral arrangements for Margaret Jen are pending at Gieseking Funeral Home in Altamont. Rita Cox, 65, of Charleston, died on Tuesday the 20th. A celebration of life service for Rita Cox will be tonight. That'll be this evening at 7 o'clock at Barclay Funeral Chapel in Greenup. There will be a visitation time from 4 to 7 today. Edward John Yeager, 84, of Newton, died on Wednesday morning. And funeral services for Edward John Yeager will be today. That'll be this morning at 10:30. That'll be at St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church in Newton. And Meyer Funeral Home in Newton is assisting. Robin Ray Gill, 64, of Clay City, died on Wednesday afternoon, the 21st. It was Rob Gill's wishes for cremation, and a private family service will be held at a later date, and McGriff Funeral Home is assisting. Jack Edwards Lamar, 70, of Jewett, died on Friday morning. Funeral services for Jack Edwards Lamar will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at Meyer Funeral Home, the Bishop Chapel in Greenup. There will be a visitation time from 11 to 1 on Saturday. Virgil H. Gentry, 102 years old of Greenup, died on Friday afternoon. Funeral services for Virgil Gentry will be today. That'll be at 3 o'clock this afternoon. That'll be at Meyer Funeral Home, the Bishop Chapel in Greenup. There will be an hour's visitation from 2 to 3 today. Vernon Ray Hildebrand, 86, of Newton, died Friday. Funeral services for Vernon Ray Hildebrand will be Friday morning at 10 o'clock at Crane Funeral Home in Newton. Call there from 5 to 7 Thursday evening. And visitation for 81-year-old Dennis Ray Riley of St. Elmo will be this evening. It'll be tonight from 5 to 7. That'll be at Pagel Funeral Home, St. Elmo, for Dennis Ray Riley. Here's our forecast. Today, isolated showers, about a 20% chance of rain. Mostly cloudy skies, a high today of 70. Winds from the northeast around 10, but they're going to gust over 20 miles an hour. Tonight, then, isolated showers through the midnight hour, then a slight chance of showers again after 4 a.m. Mostly cloudy, a low of 56. The rain chance tonight's just 20%. And then Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers through the noon hour, partly sunny, and a high of 70. Currently in Effingham, off a morning low of 60, and yesterday's high of 72, we're at 61 degrees. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.